all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
That is all I need to know about you. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. I'm reading this article out of Norwalk. Here's what happened. Two cars were on a bridge, right?
Okay.
They had to merge to one lane.
Yep.
We've all been there before. The person doesn't let you in, or you're not letting a person in.
Every single day on the merit of the Wilbur Cross.
Every single day. Like, I don't. What are you gaining by not letting me in? I would let you in.
Let's just make it happen.
That's all I need to know about you if you're one of those people. I'm going to keep inching up so you can't get in so I can drive directly into this guardrail.
That's terrible.
Anyway, that's what happened,
okay.
Right. So the woman rolled down the window. The guy rolled down the window. They started yelling at each other. Again, all I need to know about you when you start yelling at each other in the middle of, you know, the road.
Right.
She throws something at his car.
That's illegal. He can't do that.
He gets out and smashes the window of her car.
Also illegal.
Wow. She's got two kids in the car.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Why did you start?
Yeah, well, it's a series of terrible decisions.
I need to know about each. Then they both immediately went to the police station to file charges against each other.
The smartest thing that they did. You know, if you got children in the car, then you should be aware of the fact that you shouldn't be confronting anybody for anything.
Period.
Right?
Why?
You know, whoever had the right of way, when it's a merging lane, does it make a difference, right? One car goes, the next car goes, and that's so forth, and that's the best way to get it done.
I never understand that person. I'm gonna be honest. I can't stand that person that doesn't let you in.
Yes.
For what?
Of course.
For what? Because you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to speed up and I'm going to go two cars in front of you. That's what's going
to
happen.
But protect your kids.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you see kids in the car,
the other thing is you emerge from your car, you're angry. Okay, that's already a series of bad decisions. But when you see children in the car, put the brakes on.
Right.
Back yourself up. And just say to yourself, even if you think that the other person is wrong, just let it go. I mean,
as long as you don't hit anybody, it's fine. Just move on with your life.
You can't throw a cup from a car, though, I'll tell you that.
Don't do that.
They call that a missile, a projectile from a vehicle. You can't do that. I've got one for you here. If you ruin a $5,000 job that had nothing but good faith over the inability to replace the fence that cost maybe $150 of the neighbor, that's all I need to know about you. Disappointed to hear from one of my neighbors this morning here that one of our contractors who understandably had a little issue with something that was along the property line, has not taken care of it. Take care of it. You know who you are. Do the right thing.
Are you using our radio shows for your own agenda?
I just literally got this message from my neighbor, and he's like my most understanding neighbor. So it's the worst.
It's the worst.
Mm.
That's not good. You know, that guy's going to hear it and be like, oh, man.
Well, I hope so.
Now I got to do that. If you're the person that's super excited about all this rain, that's all I need to know about you.
What rain? We getting rain?
Yeah, heavy rain.
So heavy rain today. Oh, I didn't look at the forecast yet. That's sad.
But the rest of the week, it's going to be high 80s with plenty of heat. So don't worry about that. Plenty of sunshine over the next few days.
We've had three nice days.
I know.
Can we just have three nice days in a row, please?
You need the rain. You need the rain.
Oh, we don't.
Remember, Anna was talking about that drought for about 3 years.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
It's June 25th. Why are we playing Christmas music? Because Raven finally took down his Christmas light decorations this past weekend.
You're welcome, America.
Yep.
Tis the season.
Star 99.9, Santa and Raven.
Oh, that makes me want to play all my favorites.
1-800-330-9999. What's the most obnoxious thing your neighbor does? Can you imagine that it is June 25th and Raven has finally taken down his Christmas decorations?
It was a sunny 83 degrees. I pulled out the ladder. I put it up on the gutter. It felt like it was just enough time.
What do your neighbors say when they drive by your house and your house is still fully decorated?
You know, here's the thing. I've got a respectable neighborhood, so we don't actually say anything to each other's face. We just say it behind each other's back.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know that. I've had nobody share that information with me. My neighbors are pretty cool, man.
But you don't think...
I don't see any of them having Christmas lights up, but...
Right. But secretly, you don't think that they're a little bit annoyed that your house still has all the holiday lights up all everywhere?
Well, you know, for my house, it could be other things that annoy them, too.
I would think so. Let's play What's More Annoying. Okay.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
Okay. The neighbor that keeps their Christmas lights up all year round until June 25th?
Yep.
Or the neighbor that has a toilet in their yard like my neighbor had.
I
posted on our Instagram at Anna and Raven.
I'm going to go with toilet in the yard is definitely more annoying. Toilet in the yard is definitely more of a problem.
You agree, producer Christian?
Absolutely.
Because you always say to yourself, you've got a question. Who's going to come upon that toilet, all right? I mean, if you didn't take it out that first day, then it's just inviting somebody to sit on that thing, all right? And bad things happen then. If you've ever seen a kid in a store, a hardware store, where they got toilets and sinks set up, they are very tempted.
Right. They get confused.
You got kids in the neighborhood, this could go bad.
Who's the worst neighbor? The one that has the Christmas lights up to June 25th, like Raven?
Yeah.
Or the one that keeps the random old car on cinder blocks in the front yard?
My favorite.
I'll let you answer that one, Christian. I'm not sure.
My neighbor does this, so the cinder blocks, definitely.
Cinder 100%. Blocks.
I feel like it brings your property value down a solid $15,000.
Yeah, I mean, within a four-block radius, right? You know, nobody wants to live anywhere near that whatsoever. Is that car ever going to run? Oh, yeah, I'm putting it back together, man.
Slowly but surely.
It's going to be great.
All right, one last one. What's more obnoxious? Raven, who leaves his Christmas lights up till June 25th, 2019, or the people that let their front yard grow like a jungle where the grass is super long and it just, like, you drive by and every house is manicured and well taken care of and there's that one house that's sticking up because, like, it's got weeds the size of my arms if I extend them over my head.
My Christmas lights, they're so faded because they've been up there so long, they almost blend right in with the gutter itself.
Camouflage.
I mean, if you're not looking close, you could look right past them, except for the fact that the hooks of plastic I've let go, so they would have like a looping thing.
Nice.
But it almost looked like one of those American flag displays like they have in a car dealership
No one thinks that except you.
It had those looping gallants there. Uh-huh. So I guess I'll go with the lawn is less offensive on that one. So, 2 out of 3 ain't bad, though.
Right.
I mean, I beat a toilet and I beat a car.
Right.
I beat them both.
1-800-330-9999. What is the most obnoxious thing that your neighbor does? Raven finally took down his Christmas decorations this past weekend.
Right. Well, tis the season. The weather was perfect. It was time for me to get out there and get that done. You're welcome, neighbors.
All I keep thinking about is these neighbors must think he's insane. 1-800-330-9999. What's the most obnoxious thing your neighbor does? Hi, it's Ann on Raven.
I had beehives in my backyard, and she went to town hall complaining that there was bees in her yard, so I had to take it down.
So wait a minute. You had like bee huts, right? You had like...
Yeah, beehives, yeah. Okay. I mean, the wood box.
Right.
But were they going into her yard?
Excuse me?
But were they going into her yard?
I mean,
like,
they fly.
Swarms?
So, yeah.
Well, how can you tell?
Where they came from?
She took a bee from her garage, put it in a plastic bag, and brought it to the town hall complaining.
Huh. I see both sides of that, to be honest.
Right.
That's
why. Let's save the world. We don't have bees, we have nothing.
Well,
that's kind of true. You need some honey. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
That we're looking for, Anna, not honey.
I don't know. Thank you.
Right. Yeah. But, I mean, she doesn't sound like the most professional and experienced bee curator or person that's doing it. She called it a wood box, right?
Well,
isn't there a name for these things, technical terms for these things? How would you feel if you have 5 wood boxes full of bees next door?
I think I would be a little bit concerned with that, to be honest.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
All right, 1-800-330-9999. What's the most obnoxious thing that your neighbor does? That's a tough one. I see both sides of that. Raven finally took down his Christmas decorations this past weekend, which I think has obnoxiously been too long. And all I could think about was his poor neighbors. All his neighbors have been doing for the last 6 months is staring at his Christmas decorations hanging around his house, wondering, when is this dude going to take them down?
Listen, we just celebrated June 19th, all right? The midpoint of the year. Tis the season for these holiday festivities.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Which leads us this morning, 1-800-330-9999. What is the most obnoxious thing your neighbor does?
Mm-hmm. You had a toilet in your neighbor's front yard, wasn't that right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yep. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did your neighbor do?
Well, not only that does my neighbor have a toilet in their front yard that has been grown into the vine, they have a trampoline, an impact pool, a weight bench, and a picnic table.
Nice.
All sitting right on their front lawn, half on the driveway, and the toilet almost made it to the curb, and then they gave up. But now it's grown into the vine.
That is the front yard.
That is That would be the front yard, absolutely, for everyone to see.
Are these people, are they elderly? Are they injured? Is there somebody, you know, regular age of able body? And well, let's not account for mind in there, but is there anybody able-bodied in there?
Oh, yes, most certainly.
Did we ever think that they're artists and this is just their way of showing their art?
Sculptures, right, sculptures. Thank you.
Thank you. Anna and Raven, what's the nutty thing your neighbor does?
Oh, my God. The son works for, let's put it this way, a helicopter company in Connecticut. And every morning at 6:30, he drives over our house to say good morning to Mama.
Oh, and that's just, sweet.
Yeah, hello. He stays idle for like 5 minutes, and I'm praying she gets up quick and waves. Because it's like 30 in the morning.
Oh, and I'm that's so funny.
Yeah.
That's so sweet, but so annoying.
Right, it's so inconsiderate of the entire neighborhood, but it's very nice if it's your son.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but you know what's so funny? I'm originally from New York, so when we hear helicopters, we're like, oh, my God, what's going on?
Right, right. Yeah, you think somebody's looking for you, like a fugitive. Right, I get it. I lived in the ghetto, too, in Los Angeles. Thank you for the call.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What's the most obnoxious thing your neighbor does?
My neighbors have motocross bikes, and they start riding them at like 3 in the afternoon until like 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And nonstop, they go around in a circle.
Right.
They're between the ages of like 10 and 15.
Uh-huh.
And we're afraid of them.
Is it obnoxious
neighbors.
Well, minus the fear. Is this my wife? Is this Trisha? Is this Debbie? Is this somebody from my neighborhood? Because that's exactly what one of my neighbors does.
Oh, that's
obnoxious.
Thank
you for the call of a morning. It's just the dumbest thing, riding in a circle over and over and over again. You're 15 years old. It's a motocross bike. This is not a merry-go-round.
We want to hear from you, too. 1-800-330-9999. What is that obnoxious thing that your neighbor does? Raven finally took his Christmas decorations down this past weekend, which I think is so obnoxious for his neighbors, having to look at these decorations up now till June.
Hey, listen, to be fair, again, they were really, really, really faded, so you could barely see them on the gutters.
Great.
You know, they just kind of blend right into the landscape.
1-800-330-9999. What is the most obnoxious thing that your neighbor does? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Not only does my neighbor have a car, old car with no tires, windows smashed out, vines growing through the car, there's animals and critters living inside of this van.
Oh.
I just moved in about 2 months ago. I had my lawn guy come and take care of my bare grass on the side of their house is up to their second floor window. I've knocked on the door because the critters from the van are digging everywhere, coming into my property.
No.
And everything.
Let me just stop you for a second. Did it ever once cross your mind that that van is actually a jungle gym for raccoons?
It's an ecosystem.
It actually is. It's really close to my son's car. The neighborhood is a really nice neighborhood, and it's right next to my son's car, and he hears these raccoons and critters in this van.
Gosh.
Every day when he gets out of the house to go to work.
Yeah, well,
he hears that.
The skunks need somewhere to live.
That's right. We blow up ships to have artificial reefs along the ocean. This is kind of the same thing.
I don't know. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the obnoxious thing your neighbor does?
They sell drugs out of their house.
Drugs?
Drugs.
Yeah, well, that would be the most obnoxious thing your neighbor could do.
Right.
Yep, yep.
Let's call the police and get the camera system set up.
And you know what's really funny is that the whole time I've lived there, which is over 20 years, the previous owners sold drugs out of the same house.
Maybe you got
to
move.
Maybe they need a realtor. Maybe you talk to CVS or Walgreens or somebody like that.
I don't know.
This is a perfect location.
Yep. 1-800-330-9999. What's the most obnoxious thing your neighbor does? Some people like to celebrate Christmas year-round.
Mm-hmm.
Raven is one of those people just because he's lazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I just took down my house Christmas lights there because the celebration goes year-round with me.
It's June 25th. You did it because you were lazy for the last 6 months.
Well, it was warm out and I felt safest to get up the ladder that day.
Yeah. Start at 9.9 at Santa on Raven. And all I keep thinking about is these poor neighbors for the last 6 months having to look at his Christmas decorations, which leads us to today's question, 1-800-330-9999. What is the most obnoxious thing your neighbor does? Hi, Anna and Raven.
I have a neighbor who we're a residential neighborhood, and he's got roosters that crow all day long. just in the morning at 4 a.m. all day.
I hear that, you know, so the urban farmer thing has really come, it's come a long way now. People are into chickens. They love the personalities of chickens. The way I gather my information is if you got a bunch of chickens, you're kind of required to have a rooster, right? He keeps them in line.
Is it?
I think it's something like that.
You don't need a rooster.
No?
You don't need a rooster to have eggs.
Right. I think you're making that up. I don't think you need a rooster.
This person's
if you have
Googled
chickens.
It, clearly. Yeah. You've been through these things. I'm sorry. My misinterpretation.
I'm sorry that you have to wake up to that every morning. Just pretend like you live on a farm.
Yeah.
No rooster necessary. Says. Wow. No. You do not need it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. The most obnoxious thing your neighbor does.
I have a neighbor that has about 5 roosters that go off from about 5 a.m. until 8 every morning.
Your other neighbor just called us.
Right.
He's also very upset about
it. Right. Both of you are very upset. Roosters.
Who knew there was like a rooster epidemic in Connecticut?
Oh, yeah. You know, they're out there now. Yeah. And Raven, the most annoying thing your neighbor does.
He has prostitutes come to his house at night, and they sometimes ring my doorbell at 3 in the morning thinking they're at his house when they're really at my house.
If there was a winner... You just
I think I'm it. I opened up the bedroom window and I said hello, and they said, "Oh, well, you know," and I said, "You got the wrong house."
Yes.
I
mean,
and he actually went to the other neighbor's house, and she went to the other neighbor's house. So it's quite funny.
I mean, right, it's funny for the first time.
Thank you for the call. Right.
Not when it after the third week.
Right.
You want to chime in too? You can head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven. Technology is good. And it's bad. Mm. You know, there's always that kind of like yin and yang to it. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven.
Yeah.
Comcast has this new remote control feature that allows viewers to change the channel with their eyes.
What?
Yup.
What?
Whoa. Yeah. So here's the good.
What?
The good is that for people with disabilities, this is groundbreaking. You know,
obviously,
this is amazing
right?
for
That's
them.
That's fantastic.
Right? But then for the others, it just makes us more lazy because now we don't have to use our thumbs.
It's like being like a superhero, though. You just be like, instead of saying it or even thinking that you want to look at Channel 60, you just look at it.
Right.
And it just does it.
All I keep thinking about is like when my husband's watching a show that I don't want to watch.
I was going to say.
I'll be like, I didn't do it. Right. Well, I don't know who changed the channel.
But
I did it with my magic eye.
Be so prepared, spouses, to have a major problem adjusting to this, right? I didn't even think of that.
But then we were starting to think about it, and we're like, there's a lot of technology that has come around that has basically made us lazy.
Right. I mean, there's some things that we want that we'd never give back. The wheel.
Right.
The small engine, the combustion engine, right?
Fire.
Another big one. But there's some other stuff that, frankly, has just weakened us. Maybe not as a people altogether, but certainly as a country or for the future, right?
Yeah, I found that yesterday. I had borrowed my husband's car.
Okay.
And I'm so used to driving my car now where the lights go off when there's somebody in your blind spot.
Right.
So in his car, he doesn't have that.
Yeah, so you don't even look anymore.
I don't even look
you just
anymore.
Go. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate you.
I was like, I don't even realize that I was doing it.
Right.
I don't even realize that I'm doing it anymore.
My wife says it to me. You certainly need to make a conscious decision to look for your blind spot anymore, right? Because
yeah.
we just don't look. And then all of a sudden you hear, and somebody's horn is right in your ear. And you're like, oh, I guess I can't see them in my mirror.
Yeah, that blind spot feature has made me lazy and dangerous.
What else you got?
How about online shopping? How annoyed do I have to get? Like, I have to get up and go to a store.
Imagine if you have to stand in a line.
Right.
And talk to a person.
Can you imagine? How about when I don't even have 2 days free shipping? How annoyed I get.
Oh, it's the worst.
Like,
same day is where it's at.
Get in the car and actually go to Walmart to buy the toilet paper.
Like, no. No, you don't want to deal with that.
I could have it in 30 minutes, but if you can get it to me in 2 days, I'm good with that, too.
Right, what else you got? You got anything else?
GPS.
Okay.
Think about GPS.
You don't have to think anymore.
I don't have to know how to use a map.
Right.
I don't have to open a map.
It's a big one.
I don't have to figure out the cross, like X3 is how you get.
The longitude and latitude.
Really is a hard one, though, because there are many advantages. But that is a hard one.
The number one is microwavable popcorn. Now you don't have to stand over the stove and shake that thing, and it comes into a giant bubble.
Right. Yeah. I've got one for you here.
Yeah.
This one single-handedly made America weaker. Garage door openers. Ever since this thing went out, shoulder muscles everywhere have been weakened.
It's true.
We're going to need those shoulder muscles at some point. All right, America? Mm-hmm.
That's true.
You better get in the gym and make this thing happen. Because yeah. this is seriously, it's putting all of us at risk. All right?
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't been the same since then. How about the horizontal escalators? All right?
Oh, God.
You're in the elevator. Airport. You're yeah. in the airport, right? And you're moving along. And you're already trying to go pretty fast.
Are you the person you step that on stands? This
and you go super, no.
Like it's like a ride at Disney World?
Of course not. So this is the thing. It's given us unreasonable expectations on top of it. Now I expect warp speed to arrive anytime.
Yeah.
We don't even have flying cars yet. When am I going to get warp speed? Mm. And I've got one last one for you here.
Yeah.
Automatic transmissions. You fancy pants people. Would you not dedicating your right forearm to work out and be tough and trim so that you can drive your vehicle to work every single day?
Your left leg doesn't even move anymore.
My father would call us all soft and lazier because of this.
Yeah. Wow.
That and air conditioning and leather interior.
Mm-hmm.
Mortal enemies of
automatic
my father.
Windows? Come on. You remember just wheeling it down right. with your hand in a right. circular motion?
Right.
Yep.
I mean, hand-eye coordination is down after that. Thank God there's video games out there because, you know, if you could not, you know, go from third to fourth as you entered onto the ramp, hit the turn signal, and roll down your window and light your stogie up at the same time while driving down the highway, I mean,
seems like so
what
much
are
work.
You doing?
Right.
So what are you doing if you can't do that at once?
You want to call too, 1-800-330-9999. What technology made you just lazier?
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Darren and Teddy joining us together this morning. Darren, let's start with you. What's going on?
My 4-year-old daughter, her name is Elizabeth. She's such a sweetheart. However, there's just one thing that just kills me, and it has to stop today. I cook for her. I cook all these fabulous dishes, and all this kid eats are 4 things, just 4 simple things. Pasta, pizza.
Yep.
Delicious.
Pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
And hot dogs.
Not so much for me.
I like hot dogs.
Okay, complete no-go.
Those are the only things, these 4 things all the time.
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about carbs and garbage.
Yeah, I get it.
It's
Teddy,
no-go.
What's your side of this?
I think she's just overreacting, truthfully. Me, personally, I have 3 favorite peas. You know, pickles, peanuts, and pineapple. I eat that all day. So what is wrong with her? It's pizza. Who doesn't eat pizza?
All the time?
I mean, a doctor, a pediatrician would say that she's growing, right? And she needs all the proper nutrients.
Listen, my sister got the proper nutrients when she ate pizza and she was pregnant. So, I mean,
okay, so, Darren, what is it that you want to do? Because this is kind of your daughter's diet. What's the problem?
So what's happening is I'm not making them anymore. It's not going to be part of her little menu choices. It's gone. We're out of here. It's just strictly healthier food.
Starting this today or you already started this? Because I can't imagine it went over well.
Kind of lightly started. Did it a couple of weeks ago, and you know she kind of refused it. But today, that's it. I'm not cooking these things anymore, and you're just gonna have to figure it out. Like it's not happening anymore.
Well, you're gonna deal with all that crying because you know she needs her pizza every day.
Teddy, you have to at least appreciate that your wife is trying to. I mean, it's hard, love. It's hard. That's for sure. But you're trying to set a good example in her eating habits.
She's taking the pizza out the freezer, putting it in the toaster oven. She's acting like she's, like, up here throwing pizza dough in the air.
It doesn't matter. It's unhealthy, Teddy. Like, we have to stop already.
What we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Darren, that 4 years old, she's old enough to start eating other things, and if she doesn't eat what you put in front of her, then she's going to learn the hard way, and she's going to go to bed hungry. But they may see your side, too, Teddy, where she is only 4 years old, and this is like a typical kid thing. She'll eventually grow out of it. You're going to have to ease her. This cold turkey thing is never going to fly. You guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Sure.
I already know what you're going to say. So.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
We're on the Honda of Westport Couples Court this morning. Darren says that she is sick of always making the same 4 things for their daughter. She eats the pasta, the pizza, the hot dogs, the pancakes. That's it. And she says she's not doing it anymore. She's 4 years old now. She's going to make whatever she's making for dinner, and the kid's going to eat it. Her husband says, leave her alone. She's 4.
I get it. Kids can be difficult. And at the end of the day, with the things that you're dealing with, you just want them to actually eat. You want to go through, you don't want to go through the tantrums and all that type of stuff. But if she's 4 now, where does this leave you after? You can't just live on chicken nuggies and pasta.
Can I mean you?
No.
My daughter is
but
a proof that you can
stop it.
1-800-330-9999. It's Ian on Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm actually somewhere in the middle. I think that maybe there needs to be a balance, because four-year-olds do get picky, but you kind of have to work through it. And instincts are instincts. She's not going to starve herself.
Right. I think what you do is maybe lunchtime you give the kid whatever she wants, but dinner, it's what's on the table. She eats it or she goes to bed hungry.
Exactly. Spoken like a mother. I love it.
Yeah. Spoken like a mother that says that, but then I would eventually give in when I couldn't take it anymore. And
you're
she's
both
crying.
Politicians. Yeah. All right. I'm bringing you both to the negotiation table. You're politicians, yeah. And I'm bringing you both to the negotiating table, and I'm making you flip a coin. That's it. Thank you for the call.
You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Darren and Teddy's 4-year-old only eats 4 things: pizza, pasta, chicken nuggets, and pancakes.
Oh, boy.
Now, the thing is, well, mom says, I'm not doing it anymore. I cook what I cook for dinner, and she eats it or she's going to bed hungry. Dad says, lighten up. Like, she's just 4 years old. She'll eventually grow out of it. Give the kid what she wants so she eats.
4 years old, he mentioned the fact that they're putting one of them cheap little pizzas in a convention oven every single day, and you're doing probably microwave or oven-roasted chicken nuggets or whatever. How healthy is this really? At 4, what does that mean at 8? I don't know.
1-800-330-9999. It's a Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Anna and Raven, who's that?
Hi, I'm on the dad's side today. I have 2 children, one who eats anything I put in front of them. The other one, we call it dinner and a show, because I literally have to put on a song and a dance act to get him to eat anything. I think you have to start early to introduce them to new foods. Otherwise, you're setting them up for later on only wanting to eat junk food, like fast food. And everywhere you go, it's going to be a pain in the butt.
What song is your go-to to get them to eat that food? Is there song?
Well, there's only 2, so it's like Old MacDonald, Wheels on the Bus,
right?
Things like that.
Right, right. I like the airplane. Don't forget about the airplane, all right? Put that airplane right in the hangar.
I'm doing the airplane right now with my 7-month-old.
Hey, Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
The dad. Because a lot of children, especially young children, can have sensory to food issues, and it's better that they get some nutrition versus going to bed hungry.
You know, I get what you're saying is that your kid's got to eat something, but are we enabling food issues? I mean, we're giving voice to things that your parents never cared about back in the day. They'd be like, you're going to eat that broccoli. You're going to eat that cauliflower. You're going to eat that cabbage. You're going to eat it.
I don't know. It's a tough call. You know, it's like, you know, in your mind, and my pediatrician has told me a million times, just cook it and she will eat it. She will not starve herself. But when you're looking at them and they're sad and they won't eat it, sometimes you just give it. I don't know. I have a saw. I don't know.
Right.
I'm a sucker.
Yeah. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. My granddaughter, she was really young. She only wanted chicken nuggets. And then it went to grilled cheese. Then it was hot dogs. Then it was pizza. And now she's 11 and she's eating a whole bunch of stuff that we're surprised she's eating.
It's true. My daughter just started eating steak and I can't believe it. It's such a big deal. So, you know, she's never eaten red meat ever before this year. So they eventually do grow out of it.
Well, you hope so. But that was a grandma. And grandmas, we all know, rules don't apply.
Right.
Grandmas do whatever they want.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Teddy, our audience agreed with you this morning. Darren, she's only 4. Certainly introducing new foods and encouraging new foods is important. But, you know, you don't want to starve her either. She's still a child.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Somebody agrees with me.
Oh, man. Your listeners are delusional. I'm sorry. It's good to just cut it off now.
What are you trying to give her? Chicken teriyaki or something? Like, she's 4.
Why not? Chicken teriyaki is a lot better than pizza every day.
You know how she gets about them hot dogs, too. Let's not forget that.
Oh my God.
All right. Well, we wish you guys the best of luck, and hopefully she'll grow out of it. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yeah!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Samantha, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Samantha.
Thank you.
Okay, Raven is walking on out of here. When that door closes, he can no longer hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in. Ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, $100 to Little Pub. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Number 1, the makers of Pokemon Go have a new app called Wizards Unite. It's Harry Potter. What was the name of the Pokemon movie released this year?
Oh, man. Pikachu?
Number two, Avengers Endgame will be re-released this weekend with bonus scenes. Captain America, a.k.a. Steve Rogers, is a veteran of what war?
World War One.
Number three, Batman is finally getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who is Batman's sidekick?
Robin.
Number four, Dr. Phil accidentally spilled the beans on the wedding day for the France nuptials of Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. What is Dr. Phil's last name?
Oh, I have no idea.
And number five, Taylor Swift has trademarked her new cat's name, Benjamin Button. Who played Benjamin Button in the movie The Curious Case of Benjamin Button?
It is Angelina Jolie's wife, husband.
I know, it's hard when it's your turn. I get it.
Brad Pitt.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in. Raven! Waven.
Yo!
All right.
How'd
well,
you
Samantha
do?
Got 2 out of 5.
Oh, that's not good, Samantha, at all.
All right.
I know.
Number one, the makers of Pokemon Go have a new app called Wizards Unite Harry Potter.
Okay.
What's the name of the Pokemon movie that was released earlier this year?
Detective Pikachu.
Detective Pikachu is correct.
Ryan Reynolds.
Yep.
My
right.
homie.
Samantha's still leading you 2-1. Number two, Avengers Endgame will be re-released this weekend with bonus scenes. Captain America, a.k.a. Steve Rogers, is a veteran of what war?
Two
is correct. World
right.
War Two.
That's right.
You guys are tied at two. Number three, Batman is officially getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who is Batman's sidekick?
Batman's sidekick is Robin.
Robin is correct. Raven has beat you, Samantha. Number five, Dr. Phil accidentally spilled the beans on the wedding date for the France nuptials of Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner. What is Dr. Phil's last name?
Oh, gosh, it's been a long time. Martinez.
No, it is certainly not Martinez.
Smith.
McGraw.
Jones.
No, Dr. Phil McGraw. Okay, number five. Taylor
I mean,
Swift.
How did you not know that Batman's sidekick was Robin? No. I just have to come back.
Samantha
to that.
Got that.
All right.
She
okay.
got that one.
Good. I was confused. All right.
Number five. Taylor Swift has trademarked her new cat's name, Benjamin Button. Who played Benjamin Button in the movie, The Curious Case of Benjamin Button?
Brad Pitt. He's so steamy.
Brad Pitt is correct. You thought Benjamin Button was hot?
I didn't watch it.
Well, right, because if you watched it, you wouldn't say that.
I mean, all I know is Brad Pitt's hot. All right?
Thank you.
I'm here for young Brad Pitt.
Okay.
I'm here for old grizzly Brad Pitt.
Nice.
I'm here for divorced and can't afford his apartment Brad Pitt.
I think he can afford his apartment.
I'm here for all that Brad Pitt.
Samantha, I'm sorry. Raven beat you today. Let's see, 4-2.
It's Samantha from Norwalk, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for trying. We appreciate it.
Better luck next
thank
time,
you.
Brad Pitt.
All right, make sure you're listening today, 5:30. The Cheat Sheet with Kevin Begley will give you the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.
What does that smell?
It's,
did you put on like cherry lip gloss or something over there? A huge amount? What do you got over there?
No, it's Goof Off.
Okay. Yes. Don't put that on your lips, I'm guessing.
No. Starting at 9.9, it's Anna and Raven. So on the air about a month ago, I had talked about the fact that the second day I had my brand new car, I brought my daughter to one of those painting parties, and I got paint all over the seats of my car. And
second
I
day. Bit,
yeah, I couldn't get the paint off. Right?
Second day. Yeah.
So a listener called in, and she said, go on Amazon and buy the stuff called Goof Off. It gets everything off.
Okay.
Right? So that's what I did, and I have it here. And we're going to send producer Christian down in a few minutes, see if it actually will get the paint off the seat of the car.
All right.
But I'm looking at the reviews.
Just point out something here for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, you're putting him in harm's way now, because what if you go down there, you put this stuff on there, and it eats a hole through the floorboard, like alien blood or something like that, all
right?
And
now it's, this is your idea.
Right. Well, I think that you signed something, all
right?
You signed some sort of way. You make her sign you a waiver, because Paul's taller than you, all right? And he might grab you.
Yes.
Paul is my husband. All right, so I'm looking at these reviews.
Squeeze your face.
And the review here says, this stuff is so incredibly toxic.
Yeah.
I cannot believe they sell it to the general public.
Oh, good, right. Wait, it should be licensed. Right.
I sprayed it on something and accidentally inhaled the fumes, and my lungs still burned 2 days later.
Good.
What are you trying to do to me?
It says
it's
on
like
the bottom,
Chernobyl.
Not to get it on your skin because it will burn.
Oh, good.
The smell is so overwhelming, it gave me a huge headache. So here's the thing. Is this morning when I came in, I got an old T-shirt, and I put mustard, I put sriracha ketchup, and I put black Sharpie on it.
That better not be my T-shirt. I saw you rummaging around in the cabinet.
That doesn't matter. Hold on. Let me move.
Wait, what?
Oh, hang on.
This is all reckless of you this morning.
Oh, we're doing an experiment. Okay. Let
hide behind science because you know I like it. Two commercial paper towels is what you're going to put under that thing before you drop this battery acid on it?
I already sprayed it because it has to sit for a minute. Okay. I already sprayed it. So let's see.
Don't let it touch the computer.
It really smells. Hold on.
Melt the cake. The K button right off of it.
Yeah, don't
well,
do
is
that.
It is don't it the goof off that's that bad, or is it the mustard goof off
no,
and blood or whatever
really,
you combined
it's
over
really
there?
Smelly.
I don't know what you combined over
but
there.
But it didn't get the mustard out.
Oh, good. Well, you should definitely go apply it to the vehicle.
No, it does. If you just keep applying pressure, it does. It does get the mustard out.
But all right. There's
oh
like a
man, that is stinky
t-shirt.
Though.
Yeah, hold on. Let me try this.
Is that the combination of mustard and that stuff? Because I can smell that now.
Oh, it's getting horrible. The Sharpie out, too. It's getting the Sharpie out,
too. Let me see.
Too.
Hold it up. Look. Hold it up. Hold
it's
it
taking
up.
Taking the coloring right out of the shirt.
Right. Well, I guess it is coming out a little bit. I mean, it's not like it looks normal now. It's
right.
Not like,
right.
It's not like it's so out that the stain just disappeared.
So we're doing a general thing now.
It's definitely another discoloration, if that's what you're looking for.
All right. So on the bottle, it says Goof Off. Works the first time.
Yeah.
The miracle remover.
Yeah.
Safe for surfaces.
Yeah.
Didn't say
of
safe
another
for people.
Planet.
Yeah.
Right. Safe for surfaces in space. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, you know what we're going to do?
Works the first time because it dissolves the material you apply it to. No.
I feel like it's going to work.
Well, good luck.
All right, so producer Christian, right after traffic, you're going to head down and we'll check in with you and you see if it actually gets the paint off my seats.
I'm less excited about this than I was before.
Just don't inhale it. Just don't inhale.
Don't inhale. Okay.
For God's sake.
Good.
Right. What kind of review is this? 3 stars on Amazon. All it says is, kind of works.
Oh, it's middle of the road. Middle of the road, 3 stars. I mean, it's indifferent. Why show up for that kind of vote? I guess that's my idea.
Start at 9.9 is Anna and Raven. So I had spoken on the air about how after the second day I got my brand new car,
right.
I got paint all over the driver's seat and I haven't been able to get it out. A listener called in and said, go buy Goof Off off Amazon. It gets everything out. So I bought it and we're trying to figure out if it works or not.
Yeah.
But these reviews are like highly toxic. I can't believe they sell it to the general public.
Right.
And it doesn't really seem all that promising, but we tried it in the studio a few minutes ago on some like Sharpies and it seemed to work.
Well, you had a forest, I mean, it varying degrees to whether or not it's success. You had like a dark forest green shirt that you put some Sharpie on.
Yeah.
You put some mustard on and so forth. And then you sprayed it on there. The citrus smell quickly turned to the smell of vomit.
And now I have a headache.
Right. And, mm-hmm. and we need more ventilation here in the studio. That's clearly made its mark. Now the mustard color came off. The
it
Sharpie
did.
Color came off. But I'm not saying that shirt now matches the rest of the shirt in those spots either. So,
I don't know.
So what price?
We sent producer Christian down
end?
To my car to see if it works.
That's a good idea.
Christian, you there?
I hope that your husband is asleep.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so did you find the paint on my driver's seat?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it'd be hard to miss. Right,
yeah.
It's all over the driver's seat.
So go ahead and spray the Goof Off.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, it is incredibly strong. It is even stronger than it was just up in the studio.
It says it has to sit on the paint for 60 seconds, so just try to, inhale for 60 seconds.
You know,
wait, inhale? Why
am I doing that? I mean, don't inhale.
No, don't inhale.
Right,
Chernobyl, don't look over the roof. Don't look over the roof.
It's really tough to explain, like, what the smell is. It smells like lead and paint thinner combined into, like, a little bottle. This is definitely
with orange, mm-hmm. with orange on top of it.
But here's the thing:
put a little orange in there.
No one says it's going to smell good or not possibly make you grow a second head, but it does promise to take stains out.
What if it takes the stain off, and then you have a hole in your jeans where that part of your butt hits the seat because it's so toxic? Days later, it's just eating through there slowly.
Well, my concern is I want him to crack the windows so it gets aired out, but it's supposed to be pouring rain, and what am I going to do?
Yeah, that would be right, just your right, luck with vehicles.
Point.
Okay, so it's been about 60 seconds. Producer Christian, scrub it. Did the paint come off? Did the Goof Off work?
Okay, we're scrubbing right now. We're putting our elbows into it. And no, you still got paint on your seat.
I mean, this is soft leather. All right, elbow grease is not required.
Wait, try again.
All the hardest work has already been done by the cow.
I paid $7 for that bottle.
This is round two. Oh, I accidentally got some of myself. That's not good.
Oh, man. Go to the sprinkler. Go to the sprinkler. Get that off of you.
No, first
okay,
get the paint off the car.
Definitely not coming off.
First go
Wait,
to
is
my
it?
Car.
It is not, no.
Aw, sadness.
Look, right, look, right.
All right.
$7 fix on a $45,000 vehicle. Didn't pull it off.
According to one of these reviews, that's positive, is that they had pencil marks and it got pencil marks off. Uses me, because wouldn't you just use the eraser?
Eraser.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, well, thank you, Producer Christian, for trying.
Sprinkler! Sprinkler!
Don't let it touch your skin.
Don't breathe it right in. It touched him.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Star 99.9.
Westport Volunteer Emergency Medical Service celebrating 40 years. Star 99.9 in Santa and Raven. Joining us is Jay Paretsky and Andrea Harmon. You have trained, let me make sure I have this right, 1,005 students this year so far.
It's actually 1,060 so far since January 1st.
That's crazy. I'm CPR certified, and I always think that I would be too scared if somebody actually got hurt to do it.
First of all, I'm impressed that you trained. It's very important. The more people that are trained, the more people that are saved. And whatever you do is better than doing nothing.
So I remember the number one thing was always like, call 911 or to ask, can you breathe, right? That's the number one thing to do?
The most important thing is your safety. You are the most important person. So make sure the scene is safe. If the person is not breathing, call 911 and start doing chest compressions right away.
Put on your oxygen mask first, and it's the same thing on a plane. If you pass out, nobody gets saved.
Andrea, have you ever actually had to administer a CPR in an emergency situation?
Oh, yes, I have. Sometimes people are afraid ahead of time that they won't be able to function in an emergency, but when you actually have the emergency, you just focus on what you need to do. You're not thinking about, do I know how, do I not know how? You just say, I've got to do what I've got to do. I'm trained. I do it.
The organization is volunteer run, correct?
Yes, it is. So excited that we have now been in a volunteer organization for 40 years. Over those 40 years, we've developed into a very professional, very active organization. We answer approximately 2,500 calls a year, have a total of 7 paid people, and approximately 120 volunteers.
That's crazy.
So imagine those early days, huh? 1979, you were just a bunch of hippies running around kissing people.
Right.
Now look at you guys. Now we're really professional. Then we'd save your life, but you know.
So we can't kiss anymore?
Right.
Not with me, Jay. There's no rules in here, buddy. No rules, me and you.
Jay and Andrea joining us from Westport Volunteer Emergency Medical Services. You also have a Stop the Bleed program. What's that about?
It's a national program that has been established mostly in response to the recent shootings across the country. People can bleed out in 3 minutes. EMS is wonderful, but we generally cannot get there in 3 minutes. So if somebody who's close by can stop that bleed, they can save the life.
There you go. And you have a free class that's coming up July 18th at 7 o'clock. You're going to be training the public.
Yes, we've had several classes already. We've trained over 50 people, and we're going to continue to have these free classes. We encourage everybody to take a class. We also would be willing to go to large groups, religious organizations, who want to have their whole group trained, other community organizations.
You register for free, westportems.org/stop the bleed. What Raven and I would like to do is, everybody knows that Staying Alive is the song that they do when you're supposed to be doing the chest compressions, correct? We think that there's some better options. We want to know your thoughts on it, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Option one is from Panic at the Disco, Hey Look Ma, I Made It.
Hey look ma, I made it.
Everything's coming up aces.
Wait a minute,
pushing up
daisies
means dead. No, wait.
It's coming up aces, silly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do you think? Would that work?
I think it's a little slow.
Oh, so
it's
the person, they would be dead, Raven.
Okay.
Can't use that one.
All right, well,
okay.
And that was my suggestion. It was a fail. You could just say, not the best, Raven.
Well,
instead of, you killed somebody.
That's exactly what you just said. All right, here's our next option. Now, this one is important because the kids know this one,
mm-hmm.
So they would be able to help out. Notice how Andrea is mimicking the chest compressions while the music is playing.
Right.
She looked like she could keep somebody alive.
Simultaneously leaning back, too.
Right.
I saw that.
The only problem was it made me feel like dancing. Also.
Oh!
Right.
But overall, the beat was all right.
The beat was good.
Okay.
Oh, look at him. Jay knows the beat.
Jay's like, I know that one.
Billy Ray's my man.
Here's the last one from Lady Gaga that we think is a good fix.
Just dance, it's gonna be okay.
Oh, Just Live, yeah.
Just Live.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I think the one in the middle, you can hear the beat a little bit better.
I see that.
So Matt. Old Town Road is what you need to do to save people's lives now with CPR. Right?
Oh, snap.
Do you guys take more volunteers?
We would love to take more volunteers. We are always looking for volunteers. And I must say, it's one of the greatest things to do if you have the time and the inclination. There's nothing more satisfying than being there when people are at their most vulnerable.
We'll get all the information you need at WestportEMS.org. Andrea, Jay, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you.